Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we have a very special guest with us. Yes, I'm talking about Carly Pepin. So welcome to the show, Carly.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. So Carly, like before we start our conversation today, because today's topic is very great, where we'll be talking about blueprint for the success, where crafting your life by the design. So, but before we do that, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Carly is an international speaker and consultant renowned for her expertise in human behavior. So she empowers individuals to overcome challenges and design purpose-driven lives. Yes, you heard it right. So why to wait for? Let's join us as Carly shares her insights on mastering the mindset, living authentically, and connecting with inspired purpose. So welcome to the show again, Carly.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really looking forward to diving into this one.
Lovely. So Carly, like to start with, if you can share a bit more about your journey of transitioning from a life that is dedicated by the duty to one designed with the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the first transition that I remember creating was just, you know, not being fulfilled in current circumstances where I was living and making a decision to actually move out of the country for a little while. So I had moved to Australia and just being able to separate myself from kind of just the world that I created, it really got me to be able to focus on working on my mindset, working on my perceptions, working on the internal components that were going on. And that was really helpful. And I realized that to make the outside what I would love for it to be, it all started with what was going on the inside, you know, so that was a really important transition for me. And ever since then, I've just been, you know, dedicated to trying to continue to expand my knowledge, grow my knowledge, help others do like the exact same thing, and just continue to refine my own life to a greater and greater degree.
Wow, that's really great. Yeah. So what are some of the common challenges you found like people face when trying to design their lives, and also like how can they overcome them?
Yeah. So when individuals kind of get started, there's a lot of confusion that comes up first, and there'll be a lot of brain noise and indecision, right? So there's not clarity on what that looks like, where to go. So that's one of the biggest challenges I see people face, is that they have a general idea of what they want to do, but there's still no certainty. And so as opposed to doing anything and moving forward, they do nothing, right? Which is also making a decision is nothing. So that's a big challenge because it slows us down to quite a significant degree when we're not actually taking time daily to move towards that inspired purpose. So the first step to actually clearing that brain noise is when we have brain noise, we're stuck in confusion because we have just compared ourselves so many times to the outside world. And we're going out and looking at other people thinking that this is what we want. This is what is best for us. When the reality is that's not true. You actually know on the inside what you would love to do and what you would love to have. But if you keep looking on the outside and comparing yourself to an outside source that you perceive has a better life, has more money, has a better partnership, has better anything, better physical body, better spiritual connection, anything in your life, what you'll wind up doing is you'll create brain noise that blocks the inner voice and vision because you keep focusing on the other person. That's the noise, and it could be one or many, as opposed to focusing on yourself. When we clear that brain noise, what's amazing is what comes from within is the inner voice, the inner vision, the clarity on exactly what you would love to life, like your life to look like, and actually move forward. I remember working with an individual, quite inspiring artist, and she was really stuck and frustrated, and she wasn't doing any art. She wasn't moving forward. She was unhappy where she wanted to live, but she was so confused on what the next steps look like. So when we started to clear all the comparisons and the judgments within her mind, she wound up naturally finding the next best place that she would love to go, found the artist community, building her new form of art and actually expanding out there, which is quite inspiring, right? And she never could have imagined, nobody, no comparison out there ever gave her the information and opportunity to live in the country that she lives living in right now. You know, that came from within, that came from inside of her. So when we pull that out, it comes from within. And then when you take action, they say, you know, when the why is big enough, the how falls into place. Well, the how is consistently there. When you clear the brain noise and shift your perception, you actually see the opportunities that have been available for you all along. And that's what she had the opportunity to step into.
Well, I mean, how important is the mindset in crafting a life by design? And along with this, what strategies do you recommend for mastering the mindset?
Yeah, so it's actually quite integral because outside of just, you know, what I just discussed with the brain noise and comparisons, there's also the belief in yourself, the certainty in yourself that you can actually go out and do and create what you would love to create. You know, so as opposed to sitting there and spending decades trying to fix yourself and change yourself to become the person that you're destined to be, if you don't have the certainty within you and know what I know, that if you're destined to be that, you already have what it takes to get there. You know, so instead of wasting decades like trying to shift yourself and change yourself, just shift your mindset so you have certainty that you have that within you. And then you can take a step today that you might not have been able to take 10 years later. You know, it's like it's crazy to actually think about how long we wait just because we don't believe in ourselves. And then also the limiting beliefs that we have as well, you know, is our fears and the things that we are scared to go through, the things that we, you know, think that we should have, the things that we think we need to actually get to the other side. Again, when you shift your perception, it's really just about moving forward. Life is genuinely about just simply moving forward. No matter what, you're going to face challenges in your life. No matter what, you're going to bring in people who support you, right? You're going to have both. It's literally just about moving forward. And the craziest thing about that is even when you're moving forward to create that life by design, that is part of the life by design. You know, that's part of the beautiful journey that you're on. And when you're moving towards something that's so fulfilling and inspiring to you, you are fulfilled and inspired. You know, so if I could just get people on that path and get people moving forward, then they naturally start to open up more inspiration, more fulfillment, more resilience within themselves because they're working towards something that's quite inspiring to them. And so they're more resilient to adapting changes because they just, it's too important to them. It's too important to walk away.
Oh, very definitely. Yeah. So if you can also discuss about the role of authenticity in living a fulfilled life, and if so, like how individuals can connect with their true selves.
Yeah, so you're not going to be fulfilled unless you're authentically who you are, because the authentic version of you is actually the part of you that is creating that life purpose, living that life purpose. That's your mission and vision, right? So if you're trying to be someone else, inauthentically someone else, guess what? You're missing the mark. You're not ever going to get to that inspired purpose. You're not going to get to feel your destiny, live your destiny, experience your destiny because you've wasted your time trying to be someone you're not. So when we tap into our own authenticity, we again feel more fulfilled, feel alive, feel inspired. And imagine if you just got to walk out into the world and no matter what anyone said, you're just comfortable with who you are. You know, you don't have to change yourself according to someone else. You just get to be yourself. Like, that feels solid. Like that feels fulfilling, right? That's inspiring. And being grateful for anything you've gone through, right? So when we think about authenticity, it's quite interesting because sometimes we think, oh, I just need to go out there and be myself. But here's the thing, you're repressing all these different parts of yourselves for a couple reasons. You repress yourself because you perceive that a part of you has caused more challenges and more pain than pleasure. And so you'll repress those parts of you, even though they're necessary. You know, I can look at individuals like a boss of a company, you know, a CEO, and they might try to repress the part of them that gets frustrated or angry because they perceive it causes someone more pain than pleasure. But if we go in, we can see that had they not gotten frustrated in those moments, like their employees were kind of a little bit spacey, kind of really messing up, you know, some huge things and challenges that came through that might have cost the company significant quantity of money, and people got fired and people lost their jobs and lives are impacted, you know, of course you're going to get frustrated. Yeah, of course you're going to get upset. So loving and appreciating that you're all those parts. And sometimes there's individuals in a company in your life that require a bit more of that push because they've become complacent within themselves. And so we think we're only supposed to be the hero. However, part of it is that villain is also the hero. And when you see that and you love and appreciate those parts of you, those challenging parts as well, you actually allow yourself to be more authentic. And then the other dynamic too is the comparisons. When you sit there and you compare yourself to the outside world, thinking you should be this, you need to be that, you're supposed to be that, as opposed to being who you are, you go and try to emulate someone. And that again takes away your authenticity, as opposed to seeing it within yourself, loving yourself. Another big thing that takes away authenticity is pride. When we get so puffed up and so proud of who we are, it's kind of fascinating because we think, oh, I want to be proud, right? But when you're too puffed up and you're too proud, nobody wants to talk to you. You know, if you're walking around thinking you're the greatest thing on the face of the planet, like, I don't even want to talk to me. I'm a little frustrated with me. So giving yourself the opportunity to also manage your pride, so you're humble enough to remember who you are, just a human being like everyone else. And in that, you just get to be authentic.
So, I mean, how can someone identify their unique and inspired purpose? So what do you say about it?
Yeah. So when we think about our inspired purpose, it's actually something that is demonstrated daily. There's a lot of hype around it that it's supposed to be something grand and amazing and crazy. And how you spend your life on a daily basis is actually what your life purpose is, because you prioritize internally and externally the things that are most valuable to you. Right. So if you actually are sitting down, and it's funny because I remember working with an individual and he was judging himself for like watching a lot of TV. Right. And when we went through the dynamics and the components of like why they were watching TV, and it's like, oh, I binge watched this like whole series. And I was like, okay, well, let's see why you did that. Right. Let's see how that was purposeful. And then after we looked at it, that's where they got the idea for one of the most successful video games they created, you know? And I was like, okay, so was it a waste of time? Or spending a week in the bedroom watching this video, how much money did you make? And then when we go over it, it's like, yeah, I get it. Okay. So our own judgments on ourselves, because you're not able to identify and understand the actions that you're taking by asking quality questions, like, how does this serve me? How does this benefit me? How is this helping me to grow? Is not getting you the answers to show you how every single day you're doing something that's purposeful. And it could be like that individual who likes creating video games. It could be a mom just taking care of their kids. It could be someone focused on business. The other challenge that comes through is you might look at your life and say, but I do this every day, Carly, and I don't want that to be my purpose. So that means that, again, you're comparing yourself to someone else who you've labeled purpose is better. And you're actually discounting how magnificent you are. And you're judging yourself and you're not appreciating and loving how you show up every day in this world. And that unique part of yourself is not just unique, it's important, and it's part of the overall grand scheme. And there's no one else on this planet like you. So why would you want yourself to change? You only want yourself to change when you're comparing yourself to someone else, you know? So pay attention to how you invest your time, how you spend your money, right? We spend our money and invest our money most on the things that are most inspiring to us, how you spend your day, and what you fill your space with, you know, like what actually is around you that you love. Yeah. What is the actual investment that your life demonstrates, and you'll see your purpose. And remember, if you're like, I don't want it to be that, that means you do not have gratitude and love and appreciation for yourself, and you're putting someone else on the pedestal while you put yourself in the pit, not realizing your magnificent contribution to the world is you exactly how you are.
Exactly true. So, I mean, in your experience, what are some of the key habits or practices that contribute to the sustained fulfillment and success in life?
Yeah, so getting really certain on that purpose, getting a major clarity on it, and investing every day in moving towards it to a greater and greater degree. No, don't just write down goals, right? If you just write down a goal and you look at it, it's not achievable, right? So if I put, I want to be a speaker, and it's not achievable. That's not achievable. What's achievable is breaking that goal down into so many different parts that I can wake up and say, I can do that today, right? I can do that today. Because if I just say I want to be a speaker, well, how am I going to do that? You know, if I want to be financially independent, well, how am I going to do that? Don't just write it down. Break it down into steps that are so teeny tiny that you could start doing it daily. And this is like part of the creating the life by design, because when you're, again, moving towards those inspiring goals and taking steps daily towards it, guess what you're going to feel? Fulfillment. Inspired, right? And you're going to be more open to the various experiences that you're having. You'll be more resilient when challenges arise. No matter what's occurring in your life, you're able to wake up and actually focus on those things that you love. And that's because they're fulfilling to you, they're inspiring to you, and you're grateful for those things. So yeah, just making sure that you break down those goals, tiny, tiny, tiny little steps, because I would love for you guys to be able to take steps towards it daily. So it just doesn't become like a goal on the wall or a New Year's resolution that you never achieve. Break down so many small steps that it becomes achievable. And anything that you procrastinate on, get really clear and ask yourself, what else am I prioritizing over this? Whatever you're prioritizing over whatever you're procrastinating on is actually more valuable to you. You want to invest the time in that and not the thing that you're procrastinating on. So reflect and see if it's actually necessary. If it's not necessary, drop it. If it's necessary and you can delegate it, delegate it. If it's necessary and you can't delegate it, ask yourself some questions on how this actually aligns with your life purpose until you see a bigger why behind it, and just get moving and grooving and actually take action on it.
That's really lovely. Yeah. So how do you balance the personal growth and the professional development while also designing your life? And what are the strategies do you use to prioritize your both?
Absolutely. It's a really inspiring question. So for me, I see no disconnect between personal development and professional development. One of the most inspiring things, yeah, about growing yourself within a company, within your own business, growing a business, is you're forced to become all parts of yourself. As I said, as you move up the food chain, whether it be in your business or in a company, guess what? You're going to take on more complex problems. There's going to be more volatility, even more chaos that comes around, and you get to learn how to manage that, manage yourself through it all, but also embrace all these different parts of yourself, both the hero and the villain. You're forced to learn how to unconditionally love yourself to a greater degree. And you're forced to step into an environment where you get to experience what you're capable of. You know, so I mean, I love entrepreneurship for personal development. Like, personal development, entrepreneurship is a great path. And it just gives you the opportunity for accelerated growth and just sitting there and connecting. It's like, what is my next step? Can I do that? I could do this. I'm going to give it a try. And then you go out there and you actually make it happen. And when you're done, you're like, wow, like I never would have thought I could have done that, but I did it anyways. You know, so that's a really inspiring component of personal development and professional development, is just how they just go hand in hand. And then outside of that, you know, it's wisdom to understand and learn how to master your mindset, understand how to ask these quality questions. You know, I teach these in our workshops as well, where we just get to sit down and ask these questions to shift your perceptions so that you're getting out of the judgments, you're getting out of the brain noise, you stop comparing yourself, you get that certainty, that clarity, so you can just wake up and take action every day. Yeah, it's not just about thinking about things, but there's a beautiful combination of, you know, doing the self-reflection, doing the mindset work, and then just going out and putting it into action in the world. And that's where you get the greatest results.
No, that's really great, I'd say. So before we wrap up, like, what role does service to others play in living a fulfilling life? And how can the individuals incorporate this aspects into their life design?
Yeah, so I cannot imagine feeling fulfilled without just also being able to share it with others. You know, like we could read the best book on the planet. We could study the most amazing things. We could have the most amazing transformation within ourselves and mindset shift. But when you go give that to someone else, like that's when we're like, this is amazing. It's not just reading that book, but it's going to share the experience with someone else. You share the knowledge and information. You see someone else's mindset shift. Like when you watch people's lives change because of something that you've done, that's inspiring. And I don't know one person on this planet who doesn't have that inside them. Whenever we're overly focused on ourselves, it's just because we have a massive quantity of judgments, a massive quantity of uncertainty. And every time I clear that uncertainty, all I hear is people telling me wanting to go out and actually be of service and bring their inspired service to the world. You know, so it's like clear that brain noise, clear those judgments, and then go out and get paid to provide people with something that they love, right? People pay us, like we pay people to basically have these services and products. You wanna be financially independent, you wanna be wealthy, go help people, go meet their needs. And the craziest thing is you feel so fulfilled because you know you're making an impact on the world, right? It's quite amazing. And like I said, I don't know one person on this planet who doesn't actually want to do that, like deep down inside of them, right? And it's just clearing all the crap and the judgments in front of us to just like, let us go out and create that inspired service, whatever that might look like. And again, this is where we want to get out of judgment, where the service could be on a grander scale and you could be reaching billions of people. But remember, if your inspired service is being a mom or a dad, and that's it, then that inspired service is going to go right into your family. It's going to go right into your kids, right into your partner. And it doesn't mean that that's any smaller or less important than the individual serving billions, right? Both matter, both are necessary. And by you just going out and serving the way that you love to serve, you're going to get paid tenfold in the way that inspires you most, sometimes financially, but sometimes with the connection, the social connection, the notoriety, right? It's whatever way that's actually more important to you. Finances aren't important to everyone. And that's just true. Yeah.
Lovely. Great. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much for joining, Carly. And dear listeners, like in this episode, we have explored the blueprint of success and the art of crafting a life by the design with our guest, Carly Pepin. So from mastering mindset to embracing the authenticity and discovering one's unique purpose. So Carly has provided like the valuable insights and actionable strategies for living a fulfilled and the purposeful life. So always remember that a success is not just about achieving goals, but it's all about aligning your actions with your deepest values and the aspirations. So we hope that you have found valuable insights and inspiration along with empowerment to embark on your own journey of life design. So stay tuned for more interesting discussions on Healthy Mind and Healthy Light. Till then, take care, be happy. Thank you so much.